morning. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12, verse 22. Matthew 12, verse 22. Then there was brought to him a demon-possessed man who was blind and dumb, and he healed him so that the dumb man spoke and saw. And all the multitudes were amazed and began to say, "This man cannot be the son of David, can he?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "This man casts out demons only by Beelzebul, the ruler of the demons." And knowing their thoughts, he said to them, "Any kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and any city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then shall his kingdom stand? And if I, by Beelzebul, cast out demons, by whom do your sons cast them out? Consequently, they shall be your judges. But if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can anyone enter the strong man's house and carry off his property unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house? He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. Therefore I say to you, any sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven men, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven. And whoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever shall speak against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you, being evil, speak what is good? For the mouth speaks out of that which fills the heart. The good man out of his good treasure brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of his evil treasure brings forth what is evil. And I say to you that every careless word that men shall speak, they shall render account for it in the day of judgment. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned." Amen. Father God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for gathering us here. And we want to really connect with you today and just be in your presence. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Simple passage, right? Jesus heals a demon-possessed man who was blind and mute. And then the Pharisees start saying that Jesus was casting out the demon by Beelzebul, like who is like the ruler of the demons. And then Jesus basically just rebukes them and says, you don't make any sense. You know, how can you say that I'm casting out a demon by a demonic force? And then he goes on to talk about our speech, you know, how what is in our heart comes out of our speech, right? So just a simple lesson on that. But there's three points that I wanted to make today. And so let's just go to verse 22. It says, "Then there was brought to Jesus a demon-possessed man who was blind and dumb, and he healed him so that the dumb man spoke and saw." The first point that I wanted to make today was Jesus is the one that can heal us. You know, yesterday, Pastor Lamat spoke, and he talked about, you know, looking up to heaven, right? He was in a situation, needs to feed 5,000 people with five bread and two fish. And he looked up to heaven, and God really did a miracle. This morning, when I was meditating upon this passage, I just thought, man, Jesus is the one that can bring healing to whatever we are going through. You know, because sometimes, I don't know if it ever happens to you guys, but sometimes I get this revelation that I am so broken in so many ways, you know? Like I'll be going through my life and there's all these emotions that come up. There's all this fear, all this insecurity. And then usually I don't even recognize it, right? And then sometimes when you're doing your quiet time or something, you're like, huh, I'm just really broken. I'm really messed up inside. And there's really nothing I can do on my own. You know, because you can't simply just try harder to overcome these things. You know, you can't just try harder to become a whole person. You can try, and I'm sure there's benefit from trying harder, you know, by trying to be more disciplined and trying to do more. But ultimately, the healing and the wholeness would only come as Jesus touches our hearts, right? And I had a real revelation of this, I guess, 2 years ago when I was doing the fast. I remember being in that back room, and I was so broken, and I just felt so sad. I was like, God, I don't know how I'm ever going to be, like, whole and healthy, just emotionally, right? Not physically, really, and spiritually. So I was like, God, you know, what am I going to do? And God kind of came, you know, just during the fast. And he kind of came with this promise, at least to my heart, that, you know, when Jesus died on the cross, he died for my healing. You know, he died because of my brokenness. He took my brokenness and my issues, my worries, my fear, and all that was laid upon him. And basically, I felt like he was saying to me that, yeah, you know, you are going to be healed. You are going to be whole. You will come into wholeness and healing because that's what I died for. You know, Jesus is saying, yeah, I basically, you know, I died on the cross for your forgiveness, but also for your wholeness. You know, he didn't just die for so that we could go to heaven, right? He died so we can have an abundant life here on this earth with him. So, you know, the promise is there for healing, but we just need to get to Jesus. You know, we need to come to Jesus. And as Jesus healed this blind and dumb, a mute person, demon-possessed man, you know, there was people that brought him to Jesus. And Jesus, it was very simple. It says Jesus healed him so that the dumb man who couldn't speak and he couldn't see spoke and saw. The things that he could not do, that he was able to do because Jesus touched him and he healed him. So this morning, whatever you're going through, right, whatever issues, whatever brokenness, whatever thing you feel like, man, I don't know if I'll ever overcome this. I don't know if I'll ever be healed from this. Jesus can heal you, and he's willing to heal you, right? He proved his willingness to heal us on the cross when he died for us. So let's go to him with faith and with perseverance, right? And with hope that he will come and he will heal us. The second thing is, you know, from that passage on, it says, the multitudes are amazed, and they were asking, is this the Son of David, the Messiah? But the Pharisees said, no, he casts out demons only by Beelzebul, the ruler of demons. What I wanted to bring to you is that when you are doing the work of God, you know, you step out in faith and you start reaching out to the poor, you start preaching the gospel, you start praying for people, and you start just moving in faith to do the work of God, you're going to experience slander, right? People will slander against you. And you will, I guess, experience a kind of persecution. Even Jesus says, you know, if you follow me and if you do the things that I'm doing, people will hate you. Yeah, that's what he tells the disciples. And he says, if everybody likes you, there's something wrong with you. You know, if everybody likes you, it means you're not doing something that you should be doing kind of thing. You know, so people will slander. You know, people will bring slander against us if we step out. And if we start, just bringing the things of God, especially, I guess, into the workplace, you know. Most of us work in a secular environment, and you start talking about Jesus, and you start praying for people. You know, most likely, the people that you are talking to will be really blessed. You know, they'll love it. They'll be like, oh, yeah, please pray for me. They'll really appreciate it, and they might even turn to Jesus. But then there will be people around you that would look at you and be like, you know, who is this guy, who is this girl, you know, and bring slander against you. But we can't let it bother us, right? We can't let it bother us. I remember what P. Sam said, right? He said, who cares about what these people, I was so amazed. He was up here on Sunday's service and he says, yeah, I've been talking to some people. Apparently, they don't like the way I'm pastoring the church. I was like, that's crazy that he's even talking about it. But he's like, who cares? I don't care, you know? Father God approves of what I do. And Father God, you know, I care more about what Father God says. And I'm like, that is right, you know? If we can really hold on to what Father God says about us. But first of all, you need to get to the place where you can hear from God the Father, right? Where you have your own personal history with the Father and you know what he thinks about you and you know his opinions about you. And once we get that, then really, who cares about what these people think? Because these people don't even really know you, right? Father God knows who you are, all your intentions, all your motives, all the inside, and he approves of you. So second thing is people will slander, but don't be bothered by it. But another thing related to that is don't slander. Because it's so easy for us to sit in our church and look at other churches, look at other ministries and say, you know, they're doing this thing wrong and they're doing that thing wrong. It's so much easier to point out the faults, right, in different ministries and different churches and say, you know, this is why our church is better than their church. Or this is why, you know, I'm not going to that church or that ministry is messed up. And it's so easy for us to slander and talk about, really it's the body of Christ, right, in a way that is ungodly, you know. So just, don't slander. Don't be like the Pharisees. It's the religious spirit, right? It's the religious spirit that says, you know, I think I'm better than all these other churches. You know what I'm doing, and I'm the most closest to God. I am the most correct in my theology. I am the most correct in my practice of Christianity. And it's the religious spirit that really can get us and get to us. So let's avoid slandering. And the last thing is from verse 33. Oh, and I'll just mention the unpardonable sin because I know that's a lot of people question a lot, right? It says, Jesus says, therefore I say to you in verse 31, any sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven men, but blasphemy against the Spirit shall not be forgiven. And whoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man shall be forgiven him, but whoever shall speak against the Holy Spirit, it shall not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come. And you know, a lot of people question, and growing up, me and my brother, we would always be like, oh crap, you know, I hope we didn't, you know, don't say anything, you know, don't blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, because what if, you know, we commit the sin? And I try to read up on this sin, and I'm still confused. You know, I'm just being honest. I read some different commentaries and some books, and I'm like, I still have no clue, really, what this blasphemy against the Holy Spirit is. But this is just how I deal with it. P. Sam, I remember, at a Bible study, he said, yeah, if you are a sincere believer, and you're trying to live your life for God, and you're trying to be a good Christian, and you love Jesus, it'll be almost impossible for you to commit this sin. So I just rest at that. I'm like, yeah, you know, I kind of agree. I really don't know what this is, but I'm sincere in my heart to love God and to live my life as a Christian and to, you know, to do all that I can to live for God. And I don't think you will commit this sin if that's your heart, you know. Even though there's a lot of discussion, a lot of debate about what is this sin. So go ahead, do some research, you know. And if you actually understand something, tell me, because I would like to really understand it. But I'm having a hard time really coming to grasp with it. But I just rest in basically in what my pastor told me, you know, that I probably won't be able to commit this sin if I really sincerely, truly try to live for Jesus in this life. And then lastly, the last thing I want to say, verse 33 to 37, either make the tree good, its fruit good, make the tree bad, its fruit bad, for the tree is known by its fruit, right? And Jesus basically is talking about what is in your heart comes out of your speech. And verse 36, a very sobering word, right? It says, I say to you that every careless word that men shall speak, they shall render account for it in the day of judgment. May we remember this passage today, at least as we go through today, that we would be careful with our word. It says, every careless word that you speak, you'll render account for it. That means whatever I said this morning at EMP, if I spoke it in a careless manner, one day, on the day of judgment, on the day of reckoning, God's going to be like, why'd you say that? You know? Let's remember this word, you know? Jesus says, every careless word you speak, you'll render account for it. But the main thing that I wanted to say from this passage was that speech, you know, our speech is a good test of how well we're doing. And because when there's a lot of brokenness and there's a lot of junk that is in us and just a lot of worry, a lot of fear and all that stuff, it comes out of our speech, right? I find myself talking always about, oh, I'm worried about this or I'm worried about that or complaining about this, complaining about that. And really, like I don't do that as much if I'm doing well with God, you know, whatever that means. You know, if I'm close to God and if I'm really walking with the Lord, and I think it stems from intimacy with Him, you know. If I'm intimate with God and I'm close to Him, there is definitely less worry, there's less insecurity, there's less, just frustration in my heart, right? So I'm not going to talk always about how frustrated I am about this or how I'm upset about this or how I'm worried about this. And I just realize it comes out of my speech, you know? And so I think just our speech, you know, what we say and what comes out of our mouth is a good test, you know, of how well we're doing, you know, in terms of our relationship with God. And so we could examine the past, I guess, week or whatever, and see, you know, what have we been talking about the most, you know? And I guess what would be a really good thing for us to say a lot is just to be thankful, you know? To be thankful for everything and to really show our gratitude for God and to God for what He has done. So yeah, just those three things, hey? Number one is we come to God. Jesus is the one that can bring healing to our brokenness and He can bring wholeness to us. And so let's go to Jesus and trust in His ability and His willingness to heal us and to restore us. Second thing is slandering. If you are being slandered, if you feel that, you know, just remember what the Father God thinks about you. And if you are one that is slandering, let's cut that out, you know. Let's stop doing that and let's really honor the people that are doing the work of God that might not do it the same way that we're doing it. And the last thing is, you know, our speech. What have we been saying a lot and what's coming out of our mouth? And let's let that be a test of how well we're doing in terms of our relationship with God and kind of the place we're at. So Monica is going to come and she's going to lead us in a time of worship. Let's allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us about any of the three things that we talked about today.
Let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is thou, God? Sing with me, how great is thou, God? And all will say, how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God, and all great is our
Let's pray together. Let's just spend a bit of time and just come before God with repentance, especially in the area of our speech and just speaking carelessly, and also in the area of slandering different ministries, slandering different people, you know, in the body of Christ, and not talking about them with honor just in the area of speech, you know. Let's just come before the Lord and ask Him to convict us if there is anything, and then let's just come and repent before God for the way sometimes our speech is not very godly. So let's just spend a bit of time in prayer. Let's pray for our church. Let's pray for the house church that's meeting tonight, McCain Road, or McCain House Church with Jimmy and Boyoung. It's the last one. But let's pray also for the next 2 months. House church will be on break. Let's pray and cover the house church leaders that they will be really refreshed, that they would really have a good time of resting in these 2 months. And also pray for the house church members that they'll still be able to really draw closer to God and really run hard after God, even though we're not meeting regularly on a weekly basis, that people will still stay close to each other. There'll still will be love and care for each other. And that people will not, you know, I guess get away from God in any way because of the break. So let's just cover the house church, McCain Road House Church, all the leaders and all the house church members during this break time. Let's pray together. Let's pray for this weekend and everything that's going on this weekend. Tomorrow, there is basketball in the morning, and then intercessory prayer during the day, and youth group will meet tomorrow night at 5:30. And then after that, on Sunday, we have a special guest speaker coming. His name is Dale Kaufman. He is the founder of Gateway Services International in Hong Kong. and they do a lot of work with the youth in Hong Kong and also in China. So we can pray for Dale that he would really be anointed, that there will be power when he speaks on Sunday. Let's also pray for Noah's Ark on Sunday, that they'll have a good time at Sunday school. Pray for the worship team and the welcoming team and everyone that's involved. There's also communion this Sunday, so let's pray that that would be also a good time of people really remembering what Jesus has done. So let's cover our Sunday service, our Saturday, and also Monday for inner healing stuff, Cascade. Let's pray for all the teams and all the people that will receive inner healing, that it will be effective and it will be a real meaningful time. So let's cover those three things. Let's pray for the Henan trip. I think they're coming back tomorrow. So let's just pray that they'll finish strong, and that God will continue to protect them, and that God will continue to use them to share the love of God with the students, the children at the orphanage. And also, if you could please pray for the children's ministry. They are right now at a retreat in Noah's Ark. The children's ministry team are getting together just to pray and to really seek the Lord and have a time of retreat together. So let's pray for Pastor Sam Kim as he's leading this time, and for all the teachers that are there, that it'll be a really meaningful time. So two things: Henan trip and the children's ministry retreat. Father God, we thank you. We just give you this day. Oh, we also lift up our building search, God, that you would just guide us and lead us in that, God. We need your guidance, Lord. Our church, for the fundraising committee and the building search committee, bless them, give them ideas, God, and just lead them, Lord. But we just give you this day. We don't want to, waste this day, Father. We just give this day to you. And whatever the enemy might try to do, in Jesus' name, we just pray your protection over everyone that's here, God. And just that we would overcome, God. And we would also just partner with you, God, in ministering to people and bringing glory to your name today in all that we do. I bless everyone here, God, with your peace and your rest and your joy and your protection and your strength, God, to go through today and to overcome, God, whatever obstacles, God, to really grow closer to you, God. I pray that we would grow in our intimacy and in our love for you, God, today. Father, we really need you, God. We need to just draw closer to you. We need your love, God. So come, come this morning as we pray and as we enter into your presence. Thank you, God. We love you. We bless you. We worship you. And in Jesus' name we pray. God bless you guys. Have a great day today.